So just to keep you here, I know that you are just occasionally here. You don't know that something is going to happen. So I just, well, shut the doors quickly, that nobody can go away. So I want to bring you greetings from Estonia. I will be speaking about Estonia tomorrow at 4 p.m. I don't know if you are interested, if you will be here, and if you have something else to do, I don't know. So I'm not going to speak today about the dark history or difficult politics. Well, in fact, I don't know what I'm going to speak because I prepared something. I picked up some songs and I thought about some stories, but it always depends very much on the audience. Sometimes there are people who don't very much like to laugh. Sometimes there are people who very much like to laugh. And sometimes there are people who want some very serious things or thoughts or songs. So it always differs. And I think I just begin. For the beginning, I just give you to listen how Estonian language sounds in songs. And both are also Estonian songs, so that the words and the music are made by Estonians. The first one is by an Estonian contemporary poet. It's a very romantic song. It speaks about the connections between man and nature. Estonians have always been very much connected to the nature. They have been very close to the nature. The old Estonians thought that every stone and every tree has its spirit, and they respected these spirits, and they never harmed nature. It makes me sad because I know what also our people and other people do now to the nature. So the song says that I am a brother to small berries in the moss and birch trees in the swamp, and the lakes repeat the skies. The clouds are lying in the lakes, and the sky is standing on the narrow shoulders of birch trees. So it's a kind of picture that everything is together.
Lappide hyle, hermaniittide lent. Pohlade poeg minä olen, vaivaa kaskete vent. Pohlade poeg minä olen, vaivaa kaskete vent. Pohlade poeg minä olen, pödraa samplikkusees. Oma silmat mä leitsin, sykis järvete vees. Oma silmat mä leitsin, sykis järvete vees. Järvet kortavat taevast, pilvet lasuvat seal. Taevast missei saab kaskete, kitsaste ölkate peal. Taevast, missei saab kaskete, kitsaste hõlgade peal. Järve lappide hüle, härma niitide lend. Pohlade poeg mina olen, vaeva kaskede vend. Pohlade poeg minä olen, vaivaa kaskete vent.
The next song is a very contemporary song in meaning also. It speaks about two people standing one on the other side, the other side of the river, big river, much water between them. And one shouts another, and the other hears and likes the voice, and the other's heart is going out to the to this shouter on the other side of the water. But there's no boat, there's no bridge, so they cannot meet. And so they are standing, one on one side of the river and another in another side of the river. And they even think that there's so much water we cannot swim over. And if you would start from this side and I from this side, we would meet in the center and drown together. But we are too smart to do that. We don't do it, so we are just standing and shouting each other. I think you also know the situation.
Mä kuulsin, sä hyitsit minteisel polvet, sun hääl oli nukker ja hell. Mä kuulsin, mä seis, mä jäin teisel polvet, ei siltä ei paattikin sell. Mä kuulsin, sä hyitsit minteisel polvet, ja vanki mint voitti sun hääl. Nyt juoksen ja ahastan teisel polvet, ei parveki lainette pääl. Paljon on vettä, totsa ei näe, ja ujutes lopeks mul jaks. Kui ujuksit vastu ja annaksit käeläs pöhje, siis läheks me kaks. Aga ei, sul teisel polvet on aru ja mõistus veel peas. Ja ei, mul teisel polvet on aru ja mõistus veel peas. Hüüan sa hüüad nii teisel polvet, paatti ei seletä sill, niin seisamme teine teisel polvet, kuni pimeäks läheb mahil. Mä hyjän, sä hyjät nii teisel polvet, ja paatti ei seletä silm, niin seisamme teine teisel polvet, kuni pimeäks läheb mahil.
So. This is really a contemporary song. Well, I don't understand it, really. How come there's no boat, there's no raft? It's possible just to take, to pick up some wood and make a raft. So why we are standing one in this side and another on this side? I think it's a kind of mistake. So maybe in between, meanwhile, we are trying to pray for these people who don't find the way to reach each other.
My poor and tired heart doesn't know just where to start. Lord, I've wandered from your path out of your light. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Grant us, Lord, the everlasting peace. Every day that I begin, I face the same old guilt and sin. However hard I try, I'll never win the fight. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Grant us, Lord, your everlasting peace. Lord,
Lord, you know I have the will, but not the power to fulfill. All that in your eyes is beautiful and right. Lord, have a mercy upon us. Christ, have a mercy upon us. Grant us, Lord, your everlasting peace. Lord, I even can't repent of all the days so badly spent. I need you who came to save us from our plight. Lord, have a mercy upon us. Christ, have a mercy upon us. Grant us, Lord, your everlasting peace. Laulgem ristilöödule, ülistust laulgem ristilöödule. Su vaimust vaid jõudu ma saan, ülistust laulgem ristilöödule. Mu kodu on su juures vaid, ülistust laulgem ristilöödule. I am forgiven, Jesus has died. All praise and glory to the crucified. All praise and glory to the crucified. Your spirit, Lord, is my strength and guide. All praise and glory to the crucified. I am at home when you're by my side. All praise and glory to the crucified. All praise and glory to the crucified.
Still thinking about these two people standing in one side of the river and another side of the river, I remember a story. It was told about a man and a woman who tried to lead a very moral life. They met and they fell in love desperately with each other. But, well, they were very good friends. They met very often, but never thought about, well, trying to express their love to each other. So they tried to hide the love. They thought that it's no good, it's immoral to express the love. And so they lived up to the end of their life. And when they died, they both went to heaven. Well, it's not meant so that do the same thing, then you can go to heaven. No. They met with Peter, and Peter spoke to them. And Peter asked, what do you yourself think about your lives on the earth? They say, well, we had a good life. Well, really very good life, but somehow we also suffered very much because we wanted to be very good and very moral, and we really suffered very much because we loved each other and we couldn't never touch each other. So they thought that now they are going to have a very good place in the heaven because they had very good life. But Peter said to them, oh, you too,
dumb people. God made you for each other, so that you would live a happy life on the earth. You would have a family and have nice children and grandchildren. So why did you mess it up? So it's very often we are making restrictions to ourselves in the things that we don't need to make any restrictions. And it's a kind of distrust to God, I think. If we can have something good and not doing harm, in the same time not doing harm to someone, and we don't use it, it's no good. Because God loves us and wants to give us good things. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are whole. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to suit you well. In a blaze of light you wandered off to find where demons dwell. When you heard the wonder of the word, I was there to cheer you on. You were raised to praise the living God to whom you now belong. If you find someone to share your time and you join your hearts as one, I'll be there to make your verses rhyme from dusk till rising sun. In the middle ages of your life, not too old, no longer young, I'll be there to guide you through the night, complete what I've begun. When the evening gently closes in and you shut your weary eyes, I'll be there as I have always been, with just one more surprise. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. Do you know whose song was it? Jan Ylvisaker, yes. I had the great luck to meet this person, and I love him very much, and I love his music. I spent a week in the same kind of camp as it is here, but it is much smaller, in Minnesota, in Mount Carmel. And he was there, the music leader. So I could also sing some songs together with him, and I was very happy to do it. This is also his.
I will dance with Jesus, or dance a little dance of ecstasy. Dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance. of ecstasy. I will dance with Jesus, or dance a little dance to set me free. At the dawn the dance begins, as I wake to start the day, and the rhythm of my life begins to drive the night away. Everybody, I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance of ecstasy. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance to set me free. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance of ecstasy. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance to set me free. Of my work, there's a strong and heavy beat, but the rhythm of my heart will help to lighten up my feet. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance of ecstasy. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance to set me free. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance of ecstasy. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance to set me free. As the day begins to fade, there's a need to gain control, and the rhythm of the night restores my body and my soul. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance of ecstasy. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance to set me free. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance of ecstasy. I will dance with Jesus, a dance, a little dance to set me free.
This is also by John Ulvaeusacker, The Gift.
Oh Lord, you've given up your life for me. I gave my life to you, and in the giving I receive the gift of giving to, the gift of giving to, oh Lord, the gift of giving to. And in the giving I receive the gift of giving to. Oh Lord, you've given me the will to live, I gave my will to you. And in the giving I receive the gift of living too. The gift of living too, oh Lord, the gift of living too. And in the giving I receive the gift of living too. You've given me the love for life, I give my love to you. And in the giving I receive the gift of loving too. The gift of loving too, oh Lord, the gift of loving too. And in the giving I receive the gift of loving too. the street and to say hello to the people that I meet and to watch the show of their happy, happy feet. And I say to myself, it's a miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I sing as I walk along. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God has given me such a happy, happy song. How I love to take a walk along the street and to say hello to the people that I meet and to watch the show of their happy, happy feet. And I say to myself, it's a miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I sing as I walk along. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God has given me such a happy, happy song.
On the board there was written the songs and stories from Estonia. Estonia is a small country, and there's a 1.5 million of population. So we really cannot go around with the world and speak our own language. We speak it at home, but we must learn some other languages. And just now, it's very, very many people go abroad, and very, very many people come to Estonia. And they bring their stories, and they bring their songs. So, we really have heard very many songs and stories from other people, and about other people. One thing was like that. An American, an Englishman, and a Russian were together in one airplane. And something happened so that, I don't know, if the fuel finished, ended, or something happened with the oil, or something happened with the engine. And they had to jump down to save themselves. But they had only two parachutes. There was three people and two parachutes. And so, well, they thought that one must stay in the airplane and die. The American was very kind and very quick. He gave his parachute to a Russian and said, please, jump down. Jump quickly, and we can consider which one of us stays in the airplane. So Russian put the parachute on his back and jumped down. Now Englishmen, you know, gentlemen, they, well, try to be very polite and nice, and he tried to be, and he offered his parachute to an American. Take this and go down. I will stay here, okay? American looks at the Englishman and says, oh, no, 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 I don't need it. I have my own parachute. The one that the Russian jumped down was my backpack. Well, that's a big population. Well, yes, maybe it's not a very nice story. The one what I heard in America here was, I don't know, about two tomatoes. Have you heard it? No? Two tomatoes went across the street. And, well, they were not very careful, so one got hit by the car. And another, well, calls the ambulance and takes the friend to the hospital and sits there and waits and is very nervous to see what happens with his friends. Friend, will he be alive? Will he be living? And, well, an hour passes, and the second hour, and the third, and the doctor comes out with a very grave face and says, "You are a friend of the Mr. Tomato?" "Yes, I am." "Well, I have two news to you. One is good, and one is bad. The good news is that your friend will live. But the bad news is, for the whole of his life, he will be just a vegetable." Do you remember Russian leader Khrushchev? He was a very interesting man. He made lots of nice things. And he visited America. And, well, he had just a personal chat to the American president. And he asked, "Well, could you tell me, do you have drunken people hanging around on the streets and disturbing others?" The American president thinks a bit, then opens his drawer, takes out a pistol, a gun, puts it on the table. "Take it. You go around. If you see one drunken man, just shoot him." Well, Khrushchev was very excited. He took the gun, American gun, a very good gun. I don't know, I've never heard seen one, but he took the gun and went around on the streets, walked and walked and didn't see any. Well, someone was a bit tipsy or so, but it was not drunken like he had seen in Russia, or going around like that, very difficult, and disturbing the others and trying to speak something very, very, very correctly. And then, at last, in the late night, he hears much noise. There's a bar. He goes into the cellar, goes into a room, and sees there's a big table and about 20 people around the table. There are bottles on the table. People are drunk. They're shouting and singing and fighting and crying and kissing each other, and very much noise. So Khrushchev took out his gun and boop, 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 boop. And the next day, all the newspapers came out with a big, big heading: "The bald gangster kills the whole Soviet embassy." I think that every day and everywhere in our life, laugh and tears, funny things and serious things are very much mixed together. I can also say that I have seen that American people very much love jokes. And I can say that Estonians love jokes very much. And they love them mostly. I could say Estonians are quite serious people, but they love it because of these 50 years of socialist system, where it was not much possible to speak out what you think, really. And so it was very nice to make up jokes about the things that you couldn't seriously talk about. And so I just go from funny thing to a serious one. Thank you.
must a man walk down before you call him a man? Yes, and how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they forever bend? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many years must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed in the sea? Yes, and how many years must can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. My friend is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I must say that I came here, I see these mountains for the first time like that. Our highest hill is 318 meters high, and this is the highest point in the whole Balticum. So we are proud about our big hill. Yeah, it's quite hard to climb up. Well, feet will be tired, the dogs are barking when you reach the hill. But on the second or the third day, we went with my daughter to the 10 Mile Creek, where is the very nice waterfall. We were sitting there and enjoying it, and she said, well, let's go up the hill, let's look down, it's very interesting, it's very nice. I looked at the mountain, it looked very scary. Okay, I went. She went in front of me very quickly, and I went after her. And then, one moment, we reached such a spot where it was steep like that. There was no road, and there were no trees, no bushes. There was a kind of small branches of grass. Punches of grass, and I felt so terrified. I had a feeling that I don't have any earth under my feet, and I grabbed this grass to hold. And I remembered how the people who, well, maybe we say that the people who are drowning, they grab the straw to help. I grabbed it, and I went a bit further, and my feet began to tremble, and then I sat down and looked down, and the mountain was going down, and I said, oh my God, I cannot move, I cannot go up, I cannot go down. She came to me and tried to console me and tried to calm me down. Well, it's okay. There's nothing. Well, it's not really very dangerous. You just don't look down. I said, okay, okay. No, I don't move. I had a feeling that I would have a heart attack. I don't know. I never move from this place. And then I really tried to switch off my imagination. The imagination is a very bad thing. I have it. Well, it's quite good. And I tried to switch it off. In such critical moments, you must be able to switch it off. And so I just thought, okay, let's go down. And I tried to make some jokes, and well, but we did get down, and here I am. So you see, well, we haven't picked up these songs just on purpose or so. We just love these songs. We have loved them quite a long time. Well, in fact, as you know, that, of course, American music goes around the whole world, and We have very, very many young people who are very fond of your heavy metal groups. They also go around with the scary t-shirts but also we like very much, we love country music, and it's very close to Estonians, because really we have many groups who also sing country music, and our folk songs or folk music, kind of folk, a new folk music, is very much like country music. Concert with a song again in Estonian, and that means this is a prayer. I pray blessing to you. When you are tired of your work or restless nights, I pray blessing to you if you happen to be alone. I pray blessing to you when you are in trouble or in difficulties. The Lord will carry your burden and gives your soul peace. I pray the blessing for you as long as you live on the earth. And when you are going to have a long rest, I pray the blessing to you.
Palun, kui oled väsinud töödest või unetumatest töödest, sinule õnnistust palun. Sulle ma õnnistust palun, elu teed üksi kui astud, ma sirutan käed sulle vastu ja sinulle õnnistust palun. Sulle ma õnnistust palun, Issand su raskused kannab, su hingesse rahu annab, sinule õnnistust palun. Sulle ma õnnistust palun, nii kaua kui maailmas elad, kui jäädavalt puhkama heidad, sinule õnnistust palun. Sulle ma õnnistust palun, kui oled väsinud töödest või unetumatest öödest, sinule õnnistust palun.
Thank you very much. I just want to say thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope you didn't get bored. If you enjoyed it, I will be very, very happy. I just want to say one thing. Today it's 19th of August, and just a year ago, on 19th of August, I woke up in the morning about 8 o'clock and switched on the radio, and I heard a strange message. Someone was reading the direction that came from Moscow, and it said that there's a new group who has taken the power, and Gorbachev is away, and everything is going to be changed again, and all the things that had been renewed are going to be cancelled, and also there was an order that all the social organizations, new social organizations, must go, must stop to exist. So, and there the messages came every hour or so, and the day was very, very hot in the meaning of what was going on. People were restless and excited. And also a 12-kilometer line of tanks began to come towards Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania. And on the 20th, on the morning of 20th, or at the night of 19th, the tanks reached our capital. And so the next next evening, very late, our parliament has had a meeting. Well, these 2 days, all our people were out. They were standing just ahead of radio station and the government house, and they were just standing the whole night just to protect them so that the tanks couldn't reach and the soldiers couldn't take over our important points. And the whole night, 3 nights or 4 nights, the radio people worked the night, all night through. So if people were sleeping at home, they got up and switched on the radio and listened what's going on, and then went again to sleep and so. And on the late night, on the 20th, our parliament decided and voted for declaring the independence, that Estonia is independent and does not listen to the directions of this group from Moscow. And so it happened that very bad things turned out to be very good things. Do you understand what I want to say? That people, very often people intend to do something bad, but it comes out very good. It turns to be good. So this is the wonderful thing that, well, I think this shows that all that has happened in Eastern Europe is not the work of people. This is the work of God. Thank you very much, and I wish you a very good night. Thank you very much. Goodbye.